look, I suppose in the end it was a bit more tighter than it probably should have been after that first half.
Yeah, Crotty were excellent. What I've just said to him there, you know, we've shown another string to our bow because, you know, we've had a setback and we've come back and, you know, replied with a quick fire goal. So, loads and loads of positives again. Thought we played the first half, thought we played excellently yeah. well, possibly against a team that's, you know, better than Michalova. They didn't put us under a lot more pressure, a lot more physical, and we handled that, you know, so really pleasing from that aspect. And I thought, you know, I'm overall delighted because coming here is not easy, and, you know, good 3 points to go away with.
Yeah, because apparently I didn't realise they were on a 10-match unbeaten run, which I didn't realise they were before today, and obviously they were managing the month as well. So, I mean, you know, you're looking at...
So manager of the month.
Well, exactly, yeah. What is it about second half, though? We seem to stay in the dressing room, don't we?
We say it, you know, that they're going to come out and they're going to be looking for a reaction, make sure we're up to it. When we get situations like we've had today, what we've got to do, even when, you know, they've scored quite a good goal, you know, what we've got to do then is just have a bit of common sense and start putting our foot on the ball and start dictating the play. We've got a bit hectic and a bit, you know, a bit scrappy instead of just, you know, keeping it nice and calm and passing the ball about, which is obviously one of our strengths.
There's always good times to score, but straight after they've pulled it back, you can't get much better than that, really.
No, and actually, you know, we've been cramping up and I was ready to take him off, and then he produces that little burst of pace, and, you know, that's difficult for anybody to try and handle.
I'm going to try and sign number five because he's two on goals today. I know Platy's claimed that first one, but apparently it was his own G, so...
No, it was Platy's, but unfortunate for Ledden, the second one,
obviously we'll take it. So we've got two busy week now. Kendall, who I know I've told you this before, but I'll mention again, we've never beat him at Gigley.
No.
And then obviously Altrincham on Sunday.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll be in training Tuesday and then get prepared for the Kendall game, and, you know, hopefully we can, because we're on a little bit of a roll at the minute, we, you know, so we need to put Kendall at Big Gig Lane to bed.
Bit of a jokey question to finish off, but I've got to ask you, have you been asked to lose against Bursko so we don't have to go back to Charlie in the League Cup?
No.
As well, she's not been on to you about that one,
no,
yeah.
Somebody, I think, is it half 2 o'clock kickoff in the morning?
Probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, cup competitions that we've got, you know, they're there for us. You know, there's lads who need games, and, yeah, you know, we'll be doing that against Bursko with a view to winning it, though, because, you know,
yeah,
it's one thing, you know, I want our fans to have a cup final, I want to win to it, you know, so, you know, we'll go as strong as we can, but we'll see.
See what else he says. Cheers, Carl, to you, Enzo.